Far From Over by Sheila O'Flanagan, read by Kate Binchy. Chapter 1. On the day that David Hennessy married the tall, thin, flame-haired bimbo bitch, Gemma went on a major spending spree. By the time that David and the bitch were exchanging vows, Gemma had amassed a bright orange jacket from Pia Bang, 3 silk tops from Airwave, a denim skirt from Principles, 2 pairs of shoes from Nine West, and an outrageously expensive leather handbag from Brown Thomas. But it was at the Brown Thomas cosmetics counter, where she hadn't originally intended to buy anything at all, that everything went horribly wrong. The sales assistant, Monica Cody, smiled brightly at her. It had been a quiet day so far. The weather had kept people out of the shops and on the beaches, so this sale would help her commission figures considerably. "I'm terribly sorry, Miss Garvey," she said, as she looked at the machine, "but authorization has been refused. Maybe if you left out one item." Gemma looked at the Christian Dior cleanser, toner and moisturizer package in front of her, as well as the foundation, lipstick, blusher and bottle of Dolce Vita. She attempted to calculate how much might be left on the card after all her previous purchases were taken into account. "Oh," she tried to look nonchalant, "I must have got a bit carried away." Carried away was an understatement, she thought. It had been absolutely wonderful to walk into shops and simply buy things for the sake of it. She'd got a buzz every single time a purchase was wrapped in tissue paper and slid into a bag. The sales assistants had been smiling and cheerful and helped Gemma feel as though she should be smiling and cheerful too. And every time she signed her card, she felt a little better. Now she simply felt embarrassed. "I think I'd better forget it," she said, much to Monica's consternation. "I'm sure some of it would fit on the card."